I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You already know this, but we live in deeply stuffy, oppressive times. You can get canceled for saying the wrong thing, like, for example, my monologue, not saying the right thing, or even looking at someone or using someone's incorrect pronouns. The digital gulag awaits us all, it seems. A hunger for thus imprisoning one's fellow man is what the woke mind virus instills in its victims. Into this climate of fear and loathing comes A.J. Rice with his new book, The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. Rice is America's publicist and the undisputed goat of conservative public relations. He's a columnist, humorist, and impresario. A.J., thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, brother.
That's right. Brother Johnny, great to be here. Big shout out to the very fine people in this audience. You know who you are.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. By the way, thank you. Some of my best guests, folks don't know this, but some of my best guests come through your company, Publius. In fact, we've got Dinesh D'Souza coming on the show soon. That came through you guys. So I love you guys. You are arguably the source of some of my best guests ever. So thank you.
Well, we like to think of ourselves as the center of the MAGA cinematic universe here at Publius PR.
I would agree with that. I like that analogy.
I saw a photo you floating around yesterday that Don Jr. sent out, who's our client. Don Jr. is, and I'm like, I'm looking at this photo, and there's six faces on this photo. Or no, there was eight faces? I don't know, six. I think it was eight faces. But anyway, on the photo was Trump, Vance, Tulsi, RFK Jr., Elon, and Vivek. And I'm like, I know it's six. And I'm like, you know, four of these faces are our client. So I'm like, wow. I think maybe I should talk about that more.
Yes, you should talk about that more. And by the way, I've yet to have any of those people on this show. I've had Mike Benz, and we've had Tucker Carlson.
Tulsi and Vivek haven't been on the show?
They have not. And we had,
we'll have to work on that.
We had Vivek's, his pack on the show multiple times during the campaign. They were great, by the way. I loved having his pack on because you know what? They were fun and they unabashedly honest about their positions, which is what I love about him. So yes, I would love to have any. I got to meet both Don, Jr. and former President Trump a couple years ago during our gubernatorial campaign. They're great folks, but yeah,
well, I mean,
love
look,
you guys.
That's your new Avengers lineup right there. I mean, who do you, ladies and gentlemen, who do you want to roll with? You want to roll with them? You want to roll with Elon and Tulsi and Vivek and Vance and Trump and RFK Jr. Or do you want to roll with Kamala and you know, silly goose, Tim Walz? And the Cheneys.
Oh, come on. Come on, AJ. Let's be honest with you. Tim Walz looks awful good with a shotgun. I mean, come on. He's an impressive guy. He sure can handle a shotgun.
He loaded that shotgun with a Playtex, I think. I don't know what was that. I saw he had his pinky up when he was loading that gun.
So,
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I mean, he did. They are awfully laughable. I mean, you watch and Liz Cheney. They love dragging her around. They don't bother to point out she lost her reelection by 40 some points. It's like 50% of the state kicked her ass out. But no, we're going to bring her around. Tell everybody Republicans love her.
Well, I mean, Tim Walz and Kamala's husband. They're the new faces of masculinity.
Yeah.
So.
Let me ask you.
They look like Gary Cooper and John Wayne, right?
Let me ask you about that, because they are doing that. Walz is now being cautiously sent out by the campaign. In fact, I saw you were on the Ingram angle recently to discuss this. And you know, Walz is being cautiously, he's brought around in limited public appearances, primarily targeting white men through football-themed interviews. Does the Harris campaign actually think that Tim Walz is going to appeal to the average Joe lunch pail?
I mean, you know, he's out there. He's dressed like Elmer Fudd. He's on what I call the testosterone deficiency tour. I mean, I don't see it happening. I mean, I don't know what he coached. I saw Strahan kissing the ring, give him an interview. You know, and I'm an Eagles fan, so Strahan, the Giants player, he can have him.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I will tell you, it's amazing that they fire him out there like he's now the ambassador to white hetero America, I guess. And that is just how kooky they see things. They
right.
filter everything through identity. And then they, you know, they put out that goofy commercial with all these, you know, what look like, you know, suspect men
right.
sitting on the hay bale, gardening, sitting on a bench in the gym. And when I first saw it, I swear, John, I'm not even joking, I thought it was the trailer to Brokeback Mountain 2. I know Heath Ledger's not with us. I thought I saw Jake Gyllenhaal in that trailer.
Well, and the other thing that I found amusing is you've seen the other ads in Pennsylvania where they're touting out these quote-unquote Republicans who are now voting for Harris, but they turn out to not be Republicans and not even be authentic. They're Democrats, actors hired to play Republicans.
That's right. Look, the whole thing is a grift, and they know it. The mask is off. They cannot defend their policies. They cannot defend her personality. Is it possible that she's less likable than Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
With Nurse Ratched?
Yes.
I mean, who do we have to line up here? Norman Bates' mother? I mean, who's she more likable than? I can't track it.
Well,
but John, if you look at the numbers, I mean, she is underwater.
Oh,
in
I know.
Michigan with Muslims, Jewish voters in Pennsylvania, Latin voters in the Southwest. No one seems to be buying it.
There's a reason she didn't get, she dropped out first in the primary 4 years ago, and they had to do a coup to get her on the ballot this time. The woman is not electable. Trust me.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's ironic.
It's
they had to, they went with her.
History repeating itself.
Right.
I mean, she was, look, Barack Obama took Joe off the trash heap too. I mean, he was out before January of 2008. And Kamala was out, too. So now, but at least Joe, I mean, thanks to Jim Clyburn, he won some primaries. But it's weird. They have engineered three nominees in a row.
Right.
With Hillary, she was in a dogfight with Bernie, and they rigged that at the convention with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And we know this because Donna Brazile put it in her book. With the superdelegates, they basically kept Bernie's people from storming the stage. So they gave it to Hillary. 4 years later, because of COVID, they put the corpse in the basement. They get the extension cord out. They plug him in, and he doesn't have to campaign. And they just sort of rigged that and told everyone to get out. After South Carolina, everyone just started dropping out. Right?
Yeah.
Except Bernie. He hung around a little bit longer. Elizabeth Warren did a little bit longer. And now this time, they do the three-card Monty with the candidates, and you know, she gets to be the accidental nominee without winning anything. So, I mean, this is what they've done with the three election cycles since Obama beat Mitt Romney.
Right.
So just remember that. This is not ancient history. This is, you know, three cycles in a row. They're screwing around with the electorate.
And the laughable hypocrisy in all of this is they're the ones running around the country saying that Republicans are the threat to democracy. I love the unmitigated gall that they're the ones that say we're the ones who are a threat to democracy.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with best-selling author A.J. Rice. A.J., I want to ask you a little bit about the book. By the way, the book is called The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. On your website, in describing your book, you say that, and I love this, because it's so true, and yet it's the kind of things that you say and will just absolutely drive the left insane. But you say white privilege gave us Western civilization, the middle class, and the nuclear family. You're welcome. You don't mince words. Tell us what you really think.
Well, I mean, when you've seen sort of the rise of wokeism, which is really cultural Marxism,
right,
over the last decade, and that you hear them screaming about the patriarchy or white privilege, obviously, and other things too, and you've got cancel culture involved, the social justice warriors, they're screaming about the patriarchy. What they're really talking about is Western civilization, Greco-Roman, Judeo-Christian civilization, and how they don't like it. They didn't stop with the Civil War generals. They've gone after Columbus and Churchill and the Queen of England and George Washington and Patton and Reagan and everyone else, right? So they've tried to rename everything. They tried to bulldoze everything. They've burrowed into, you know, the board at Monticello and Montpelier here in Virginia to try to undo Madison and Jefferson. They are trying to undo Western civ because they don't like it. They do not like it. And as far as the middle class goes, again, all economic Marxists have been trying to destroy that for years. They knew they couldn't get it done because we have a middle class here. And the only time Marxism really thrives is when you don't. You have like peasants that rise up. So that's why you have to flood the zone with unchecked migration. That's why you have to hit the middle class with the Green New Deal and inflation and interest rates off the charts, because you have to break us. You have to break us so that we all get into the bread lines and wait for Tim Walz to feed us from his hunting trip, right?
Right.
So, and then the third thing, the nuclear family. I mean, look, Black Lives Matter put on their website that it was a construct of white privilege. You know, it was right next to their love letter to Hamas. And they hate that. They hate it because they don't like breeders, obviously. They think it's some kind of passé, old-fashioned thing. But the reality is, 100 years ago, there were more nuclear families than there are now. So they would like the father removed from the home. They would replace it with Tim Walz. No, I'm joking. With the government.
Right.
So they don't like these things. And I am pushing back on it because we don't have a multicultural country. We have a multi-ethnic country. We have one culture here. And not all cultures are created equal. Right? And what I'm trying to say to most people is, you can come to this country, regardless of color, if you come here legally, and you can participate in the nuclear family and the middle class and Western civ and be part of the great experiment. But you have to, you know, but you have to do it legally. And that's not to say we're not a melting pot. But like I tell people, we can do two things at the same time. We can have sushi and Cinco de Mayo and yoga and, you know, Guinnesses on St. Patrick's Day and not throw out the Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta.
Right.
So, the book is a funny defense of Western civilization. There is racial harmony in the book. I tell a lot of sports stories about Jim Brown and Michael Jordan and Aaron Judge to try to bring people together, Jackie Robinson and so on. But it's 12 chapters. The first chapter is January and the last chapter is December. And I go through the 12 months of privilege.
You know, what's sad about this, and you articulate it so well, and I've read snippets of the book already, but you articulate it so well. They are focused so much, the left and the folks who push this radical ideology are focused so much on identity politics. And the sad part is one of the key areas that I think that they are using to push this is schools. And they're just indoctrinating it seems like, keep in mind, our public schools, our government schools are funded through our tax dollars, and they're indoctrinating our kids with ESG and DEI and all this transgender nonsense. And meanwhile, they're telling children that every generation before them were racist.
Right. But this is how you undo Western civilization.
Right. Right.
I mean, this is how you do it. You don't need to just, I mean, you can bulldoze, you know, statues, but, you know, that's how you undo it. You basically paint, you know, everything that came from the West as some sort of patriarchal, racist, original sin.
Right.
And that's so you could recreate us in a bleak image of the left. It's so what can become unburdened by what has been.
Gee, where have I heard that before?
Well, for as goofy as it sounds coming out of her mouth, it actually is a stone cold old school Marxist statement right out of Lenin and Mao. They want to reset you. They want to wipe the blackboard clean. Western civ, the nuclear family, the middle class, they all have to go. They're going to reset your church. They're going to reset your diet. They're going to reset your politics and your culture, and you're going to like every minute of it.
Yeah, or else. Again, if folks are interested, the book is called The White Privilege Album. It's available at whiteprivilegealbum.com. And your website is publiuspr.com. And on X, you are publiuspr. And I, of course, you know, I follow you. You guys are awesome, especially because some of my best guests come from you guys. But I love you guys. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You got an audience of patriots. Let's keep fighting, people. Let's get out there.
Well, and just a reminder, we've got three copies of the book. I had to keep one. We've got three copies of the book. We're going to give those away during the break. So to the first three callers, AJ, thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Johnny.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.